Welcome to Wells Fargo Treasury Management Client Services. Para español, marque número 6. For general support and passwords, loans, and commercial card expense reporting, press 1. Client Service Officer, 2. International Treasury Management and Foreign Currency Transfer. For CEO and commercial card expense reporting, general support, and password reset, press 1. For loan, for password reset, press 1. Commercial card expense reporting, 2. General support, 3. To hear these options again, press star. To return to the previous.
This call may be monitored or recorded. Treasury Management Client Service Officers are currently assisting other clients. Your call will be answered by the next available Client Service Officer.
Welcome to Wells Fargo Treasury Management Client Services. My name is Tony Mitchell. How may I help today?
Hi, I'm trying to look back about 2 months ago into my ACH history. I need to make sure a client was charged a fee, and I can only figure out how to look back into the past month. Is there any way you can help me look back farther?
Well, actually, on the system, if you're in ACH domestic payments, you can only go back 30 days. Now, there is an ACH inquiry system that we have that you can go back 90 days.
Okay.
I can take a look at that with you.
I am in the ACH inquiry system now. So,
okay. And may I start off by getting your CEO company ID? I just need to verify you real quick.
Yeah, it's Cardi, C-A-R-D-I, 740. And then my user ID is K-R-E-E-S-E.
Thank you. May I have the name of the company?
Cardiff Financial Group is, I think, what it is in your system.
And may I have your first and last name?
Kara Reese.
All right, thank you, Ms. Reese. All right, let me just bring back up my system mic. System closed down on me quick. All right, you said you were in the ACH inquiry right now?
Yeah.
And what date did you make the payment on? Ms. Reese?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to make sure that the payment actually happened. It was supposed to be charged, but I can't find anywhere that I charge it, so I'm trying to make sure that it was charged.
All right, bear with me one moment. And what is the account number that you submit the payments out of, Ms. Reese?
I can't remember. Let me see. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
It would have been... We always do the settlement account. 550-814-8516.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So this would have been back in June, perhaps?
I'm trying to look somewhere between May 27th to July 15th. Is that not possible?
That is possible.
Because I have 5/27/2016 in as a start date, and it's giving me an error message. Please enter valid start amount. I've entered 2000 as a start amount. Why isn't that a valid start amount?
You said 500 and 2000?
No, I entered 2000 as the minimum amount and 2200 as the maximum amount, and it's saying that's not valid.
Okay. So 2000 is the minimum?
Uh huh.
And then what was the maximum? 2,500?
Yeah, that's fine. You can do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that should work. I mean, do you have any commas or anything in the fields?
No. Should I be putting commas?
No. You should only use whole dollars with decimals. So, I was able to pull up six of those by searching.
Is there any? Yeah. It just says please enter a valid start amount. I don't understand what that means.
All right. So which side do you have the 2000 on? Is it on the left or the right side?
It's on the left.
Okay. Do you mind if we do a screen share session so I can take a look at it with you, Ms. Reese? Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. All right, bear with me one moment. And what I'm going to do, Ms. Reese, is I'm going to send you an email. And I have your email address as kreese@bankofcardiff.com.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right, and you can check your email. You're going to have an email from Tony Mitchell that's going to say assist in the subject line. Okay.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
All right, so you're going to be getting an email from Tony Mitchell that's going to say assist in the subject line.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll keep a lookout for it.
Yeah. All right. And it just may take a few moments.
You can just save them on the toolbar like I do.
Okay, I see it.
All right, so you're going to click on that link.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm clicking to open the file. And then it just opened something. Okay. Show web page.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right, there should be one more pop-up that says you're about to share a screen.
Okay, there it is. I pushed OK.
All right, so I can see both your screens. All right. Okay, so right there, you want to put in that, where it has that 2000, you want to put 2000.00.
Okay.
And then on the second line, yep, 2000. Okay. And then just hit search at the bottom.
It says no items match. Are you pulling up items?
Let's do 2500 and see what happens. And what I was doing was I was doing debits and credit. So you want to let's do a refine search on the top right hand side, which says refine search. And you want to do both debit and credit, okay, and then hit search. Okay, and that's all you're getting. Let's see. Let me see what I did on mine because I got more than. went back to May 27th. I guess I got more because I did my end date July 21st. That's why I got more. But the only ones I show, I mean, I do see some that happened in on June 9th. What happened on June 9th. Let's see. I think you pulled those up as well.
The Above Ventures? Yep. Yeah.
Yep, June 9th, yeah.
And then the rest happened after June 15th, or July 15th, I mean.
Right. That's my first.
Oh, okay.
Let me take a look at the June 9th one and see. Just checking. Now, because we do have... Oh, wait, do you have the customer's account number and the amount that you try to search for, or that you want to search for?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
So, let me pull up the account number really quickly.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. Okay, so the account number was 950009464, and the amount number was 2,184.96.
Okay. Alright, so let me go ahead and see if I can search for that. Alright, so when I search from May 1st, always good today's date, with that account number and that amount, and no results came up. So I don't think anything was processed for that.
Okay. Alright, thank you.
That amount. You're welcome, Ms. Reese. Did you have any other questions?
No, that's all.
Alright, I'll go ahead and disconnect from the GoToAssist, and you have a wonderful afternoon, okay?
Alright, thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.